Welcome to a special presentation of Everything Home, the transformational show where we talk about life, stuff, and balance and promote good people doing good business and good things. This is our signature segment, Nin's Navigation, with our expert contributor, Nin Rafat. Tune in on the fourth Wednesday of every month and let Nin help you take your business and yourself to the next level. Nin's Navigation is a soulful compass that will empower you to attract an abundance of wealth, love, wisdom, success, and contentment in your life. We look forward to you joining us on this journey. Enjoy the show. Everything Home, the transformational show where we talk about life, stuff, and balance. We're a resource and community that shares stories, lets passions be heard, and showcases good people doing good business and good things. We've created a platform where you can do something to change your life or the life of another person, where thoughts, passions, and emotions are given an action that actually becomes a reality and makes a difference. It's a place where the community can learn from and support its own members. We deliver authenticity, celebrate heroes, and bring together a like-minded audience. The mission of our movement? Enhance the quality of your life. All of our guests and experts' information and their shows are listed on our website, everythinghometalkshow.com. We encourage you to check it out and begin to use it as a resource to meet, hire, and learn from good people doing good business and good things. Just click anywhere on their banners and enjoy the show. You can also listen and subscribe to Everything Home on iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, Player FM, and Blog Talk Radio. We're making it very easy and convenient for you to listen to us and enhance the quality of your life. And remember to like and follow Everything Home on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. This is our expert contributor segment, Nin's Navigation. Nin will be delivering Nin's Navigation on the fourth Wednesday of every month. Today's topic, cleanse and declutter for spring, two simple steps to keep going when everything sucks. First, my joke, and then on with the show. I saw a yard sale sign the other day. It said, our crap could be your crap. Hey, and sometimes I write down tasks after I've done them just to get the satisfaction of crossing them off my list. Hey, now it's time for Nin, our business and leadership consultant, guide, and speaker. Owner of Nin's Dreams, from startup to scale up, they are the one-stop business solution. So, Miss Nin, I appreciate you always laughing at my jokes. How are you today, my dear?
I'm good, Michelle. Thank you.
I don't know if you want to let the world know that you are on location, and this is your second show that you've been on location. You're just becoming a traveler all over the United States. You want to give a little update, or are you allowed to just kind of share a little, or what's going on there?
Yes. So my beautiful audience, rock stars, family, whatever I call you. So I'm in Texas. I'm in Houston, enjoying the weather, the sun, which we really don't get in Connecticut. So it's beautiful out here. And I am thinking to, in the process of making a decision to relocate to for a relocation from Connecticut to Texas. I was just telling Michelle, I'm not even sure if I'm going to do it or not, but I'm learning through the process. This whole process, this whole week has taught me many things, and that gives me the opportunity to come again and again on this show and share those experiences with you as we select the topics. But I think this is the right time to connect with all of you in the show, because while we are doing the topic like cleanse and declutter for spring, the experience of, looking around different properties. And so there is so much that you, when you are moving from one place to another, you start looking at things with a very different perspective. And at times you feel grateful for whatever you have back home, because you know you will not have that, the new place that you are creating. And at the same time, you kind of struggle and challenge yourself that I'm not going to bring the burden of past, or would not compare things so that I live a more beautiful and clear and more positive life going forward. So, you know, all those kind of experiences, all those kind of thoughts and feelings start pouring in. How to deal with all of that, and it's all part of the cleansing and decluttering. And because it's spring, and by the way, this is a special episode for me as well because it's my first month, April, and I'm so excited about it. I usually give my best during April, so just kidding. I also try to... But it's like the right time, you know, like in New Year, you do your make your New Year resolutions, et cetera, et cetera. And so when your birthday is coming and you say, oh my God, you know, I'm like, by the way, I'll be turning 45. So I was like, oh my God, I'll be 45. And now how do I look at this number? Do I look, oh my God, I'm getting old. I don't have enough time left with me. Or I see, wow. I'll be 45, and now I start because I'm more mature. I have seen, lived through life, different phases of life, and then now is my time to shine and rise because I have that kind of experience, and I can connect with people younger to me or of my age and share my experiences with them, and, you know, like plan things for making my retirement life more rewarding, and how do I want to do it, all that kind of stuff. So it's how you look at the number 45. But I have always looked at my age. People say, oh my God, we lost 1 year. But for me, it's not like that. As I told you guys, I mean, most of you, because you're my family and we have been together for so many months and weeks now. So, okay, you guys all know that I'm diabetic. I'm like juvenile diabetic. I've always been taking insulin injections, so the health has always been a challenge for me. Whenever I celebrate my birthday, I really become grateful, and it's like you must be wondering why I use the word that I become grateful, other than that I'm not grateful. No, it's not like that. And on my birthday, I kind of, you know, become that kind of person who's like, wow, I lived another year. And I learned new things. I made new friends, new connections. I know so many people. And I kind of lived through all the bad incidents and evil around as well. So, you know, I saw another new face of evil this year, and I kind of encountered it with another face of goodness that I didn't know it exists in me or exists in the world around me. So for me, getting older is actually powerful and encouraging. I don't think that I would say that, you know, I'm getting old, but it's like that I feel good that I survived. I lived another year. I feel grateful, and I kind of sit back and think about all the good things that happened and all the bad things that happened because the bad things helped me to make some decisions. And the good things help me to live through them, through the bad times. My little advice, you know, whenever I speak, with everything that I say, I always give all of you advice, and I love to do that. My little advice to all of the friends is that whenever you have your birthdays or your birth month coming up, instead of getting into that phase, oh, we're getting old, oh, we will no more be 16, no more be our 20s or 30s or 40s or 50s, whatever. Don't think of that way. Just celebrate yourself. I keep on saying that's the key for a very healthy and decluttered and cleansed life is like celebrate yourself, feel grateful about who you are, and just keep going and just keep enjoying and experiencing life because that's where the magic happens. One interesting thing that I would like to tell you and in connection with our topic as well is what comes to your mind when you hear the word cleansing and decluttering. What happens is that usually the first thing that comes into our mind is what to do with our desk. There's so much of paper. What to do with our closets? There's so much of clothes. What to do with our shoes? And if you go in your basement or in your attic, there are things that you have actually bought and never ever used. You bought them because you liked them and you have never used. And you bought a set of wine glasses, but you never felt like taking out those wine glasses because you thought that you'd do it for a party or for when you invite somebody. So all the people that have been coming to your house over the years after you bought that set of fine glasses, are you saying that none of them are worthy enough that you would open that box and serve wine in those glasses? You know, so we all do that. We all are, we all have done this. You have those dinner sets which are never open, and then there are those keepsake things. You know, when I was, I mean, it's like a birthday card given by my first boyfriend or girlfriend, or this is like something that he gave me or she gave me. And then, you know, you start piling up things. So that's what comes to our mind when we talk about cleansing and decluttering. But now, as we have advanced in everything in life, with our phones, with our technology, everything has taken a very different version. So cleansing and decluttering is also associated with the technical, or as I was telling Michelle, the digital part of our life as well. I'll take you through everything one by one. Obviously, my most important is the soul cleansing and decluttering, the physical cleansing and decluttering, that's my most favorite. But for the interest of both the parties, and by both the parties, I mean myself and all of you, I'll share some tips, some advices to you for everything, for digital, physical, emotional, soul, everything. Let's start with our decluttering for computers. Now, what happens is, if you have to, and I'm saying this to you, an honest confession here, that I am also a victim of what I'm saying to all of you, is like saving files. I do that. I do that every single day. And I use my computer for my job work as well, for my full-time job, and also for my business, and also for my blog writing. So now you can imagine the load that poor my laptop has on it. So the day job has got a different profile of work altogether. My business has a very different profile of work. You know, it's about a connect. It's about dealing with different businesses, creating their business plans, and doing research and all that stuff. And then I have my the creative part, which is also stored in my laptop, and that's like where I do my blogs, where I do my writings, and, you know, whatever comes, the creative part, that's also there. And above everything, then there are mails that are coming to us to join some courses, or to review this, to download a worksheet. And, you know, at times you find it quite entertaining, or you are actually tempted to download that because you feel that, oh my God, this may bring some value to how I visualize things, and what do I do with it. So there are those thousands of downloads as well. Now, what happens is, over a period of time, it's not that I'm not using any of those. I am, but at the same time, I'm repeating, improvising them. So there's one sheet, for example, there's one sheet that goes, as I told you guys, that I've started writing my book. So there's one that I need, a file that I named as Chapter 1. Now there is another document that I have saved, which is prompts for Chapter 1. Now there is another document that I opened up, and that's something like, experiences, aligning Chapter 1. Now, I have to be honest with you, why do I have to have these three different files? I mean, I could just create one document and start writing in that document. And, you know, if I have to open one document, I open that one single document, one file, and then scroll down. But just because I don't want to scroll down, just because I want to make my life easier and simpler, I created 3 to 4 different versions just to write Chapter 1, right? So we all do. And then at times you have downloaded something, you reviewed that thing, and then you created a different version, you know, that is in alignment with your vision. So that's like the original download is there, then it's your created version, first draft, and then the third draft, and then the fourth draft. And it keeps on piling it. And then at the end of the day, just one topic, one document has like multiple versions of it. I would suggest all of you to start doing it. It cannot be done in a day or two. First of all, let's start with the easiest part. And then the easiest part is that all the downloads that you do every day, like you're listening to our podcast, and there is a sheet, a very simple sheet that I created, two simple steps. You have downloaded that. You read it. If you feel, and I'm using example of my downloads is because so that nobody feels offended. So you have downloaded it, you reviewed it, you absorbed it. Now you don't need that. So you can always delete the download because you don't need it anymore. You download it because you wanted to read it. Now you have done it, and then just delete it. You don't have to keep it forever because how many times, honestly, how many times are you going to go back to that sheet, to the download that I have given to you today? How many times, let's be honest, from today through the week, forget about months and years, like from today, from this Friday to coming Friday, how many times are you going to review that after downloading it for the first time? Maybe one or two? That's it. After that, no more. So you don't have to do it again and again. You won't read it again and again. And if you don't need it again and again, then just forget about it. Just delete it. And why do you have to keep it? That's one thing. And if you have downloads where you think that those are useful and those will bring some energy to you if you keep referring to them, then make a folder of your downloads. Just don't keep it in the download mega file. Just create a folder and then you can name it as my favorite download or something fancy about it. And those that you want to keep, you think you will be reviewing them from time to time, start putting them in that file, in that folder. And in that folder, you should make kind of, you know, what do you do? Like when it's Christmas, you cook things and you make sure that your house is neat and clean. You do a deep cleaning because your parents or your grandparents or your family or your friends are coming over. So you do a deep cleaning and everything. You do it. Like every Christmas you do it. It's Easter, you decorate everything, but after 3 to 4 days you're going to remove everything because it's no more needed. So that's a default setting in all of us. We do that. So why not create, you know, and then now I'm connecting this with your mental cleansing and decluttering, physical decluttering and cleansing, is like put up a calendar, a calendar which you can name as cleansing and decluttering calendar. Yes, not just for spring, not just for fall, not just for any season, but cleansing and decluttering calendar, your own personal cleansing and decluttering calendar. And on that calendar, you can say that every in every summer or in every fall, or maybe you could be as specific as a month that, okay, every June I will, you know, go through my folders. So if you're doing it, regularly every year, you go, and then, as I said, you keep only the downloads to begin with. You only keep the downloads that you really need or you really think are helpful to you. You will go back to them. Just keep them as your favorite downloads. And then follow your cleansing and decluttering calendar. Every year in July or June, you go to that folder, review things. Maybe your favorite downloads today are no more needed because you're already practicing the reason why you downloaded that particular PDF for a reason. Now you're already in practice or you know what the process is. You don't need to refer it because it has become part of your DNA, your understanding. You really don't need it. So just delete that. So you're cleansing it regularly. And so, you know, this is one way of doing it. We have the worst habit of, you know, using our phones, and we all have it. We are scrolling down and, you know, scrolling through Facebook, and there's a post comes in, you really like that quotation, you save it in photos. You are on LinkedIn, you like an article, you save it in your documents on your phone. And then, you know, everything is getting cluttered in your Dropbox. Do you really need it? It's all usually the heat of the moment. You're in, you're going through a certain phase. I'll tell you one thing. When I was going through my abusive marriage, and then when I was going through my difficult divorce thing, there were certain quotes that would pop up in Facebook, and I would just love them because I could connect with them. And at the end, and every month I could, my photos would get into like thousands and thousands and hundreds and hundreds. And when I would go in the photos, those are not, there was not actually photos, but those were like quotes, you know, from different pages people create. And those are quotes that popped up in my feed. And I just kept on saving because that I had a connection and, you know, there was a way of, I saved it because at some point I'm going to post that Facebook when I'm like feeling that way. I'm going to share that post and all that stuff. We all do that. Let's be honest today, because when we're talking about cleansing and decluttering, let's open up. Let's show our mess. And so, you know, and that's the reason I always take myself as an example so nobody gets offended. So I'm like telling you what I do. And if anything connects with you, if you think that this is exactly what you do as well, you have the answers what to do next. So, you know, and those quotations are there. Now, my point here is that because you are in a certain position, that heat of the moment, or the feelings that you're going through at that point, a certain quote, you know, resonates with you and you have saved it. You have saved that quote because those are exactly the words that you're feeling. So you don't have to actually say that because that's what you actually felt. You can use your own words. You don't have to keep that quote to remind you what you felt because you already felt, and that's why you like that quote, if you're getting what I'm trying to say. So what you do is that if at any point you are saving that quotation, and if you haven't posted that in your Facebook page or LinkedIn or haven't used it as a reference, in any of your writings or in any of your talks or in any of your discussions with your friends for a week, just delete it. And for the phone, I strongly recommend that every weekend, you know, we take showers like every day. We take shower every day. So what is our everyday shower? You go in the shower and then it's just your shampoo, your conditioning, and your body wash, and then you put your deodorant, and you know, and then you're fit, fresh. You're fit and fresh, and you're ready to go. Right? That's your regular shower. But once a week, or maybe once in 2 weeks, you take a deep shower where you were, you know, like entertaining your body and taking care of your body, your nails, maybe you're waxing or you're threading or all that stuff. You do that, right? It's like you don't do it every week, but you do, you take a clean, a deep cleansing bath, you oil your hair, you massage your body, or and then take a, you know, a deep shower, a cleansing shower. So do that with your phone as well. Then first of all, try not to save those quotations. They're so tempting, I'm telling you. I've been there. I know it. They are so tempting. So you don't store them, because if they are resonating with what you feel, that means it is something that you can also say and write. You don't need that quotation to express your feelings, right? And so just don't save that on your phone. And if you have done that, if you can't stop yourself from just pressing the save image button, make sure that every week or every 2 weeks, when you're taking a deep cleansing shower for yourself, for your physical body, give that shower to your phone as well. Get rid of all the photos that you don't need. Get rid of all the images, the quotations that you don't need. Get rid of all the articles that you have already read, and you don't need them as reference anymore. Since I'm working for diversity and inclusion councils across North America, corporate North America, so now I have like a lot of interest in reading about what is happening everywhere, and if any article pops up, because you know how technology is, because if on Facebook you are continuously stopping spending time on a certain quotation or a certain article, then in your newsfeed will have more and more of that. That's how it works. And same goes for LinkedIn. So I've been so much involved with diversity and inclusion that I see all those posts coming in, you know, every time there's an article which is related to that. And initially, I would just, you know, keep saving them on my Dropbox. But now I don't do that anymore. I read them if it has got stats in it, if it has got some analysis in it, numbers in it, or some history behind it, which I know I will not remember, but I would need it as a reference. That's the only thing I'm saving right now. I'll take a screenshot of that particular paragraph and just save it. And I'm like deleting all of it because it's so important. I'm still in the process. I'm not Miss Perfect. I haven't adopted it fully. I'm in the process, and I would like all of you to join me in the journey. And you will see so much. Your phone would work so much better. Performance would increase because it has less load in it. Your computer performance would improve because you have less files in it. And then similarly, because it's as similar, as same as it is with you as a person, because if you have so many, why I keep saying get rid of your past, let go of your past, because if you keep those things inside you, you will not have the capacity for new things to take place in within you. So it is the same thing. And when you will when you'll be tired and burn out because of all the load that you're carrying, then your performance will be impacted. Same goes for our phones, the same goes for our laptops, our computers. So get rid of everything that you don't need, you haven't seen in the last 3 to 4 years, just because it's there just to satisfy the craving or the ego or the urge to have those things with you because you like them at some point. Just let it go. It's like letting go of your past as well. You don't need them anymore. So that's something that you should do. Now coming to your closet. And I'm sorry if I'm going too fast, but I know we are short in time, and this is such an interesting and powerful topic, and my passion and my excitement is all because of, it's like kind of, I'm high because of my birth month, so bear with me on this. So now you have this, let's come to the closet. You know, my dad, as you all know by now, I'm like a big fan of my dad. So my dad, he used to, and there's a reason behind it. I'm a big fan of him, but most of the things I haven't adopted. It's funny, right? We all do that. So I'm no exception. He would, whenever he used to buy 2 new shirts, he would get rid of 2 old ones. And he would call it circulation of something. I don't remember the exact word, but it was like circulation. So you know, what he would do is that whenever he would buy a new pant, maybe shirts or anything, ties, and he would let go of the same number, like 2 old ones or 3 old ones. But if he would buy new ties, he would let go of 2 or 3 ties. That's how he used to do. So when he died in 1996, and I decided that I'm going to keep every single thing of his as a memoir, and will never ever give to anyone. So that was my first instinct, and I think you all can relate to it. These are my dad's stuff, and I'm not going to give it to anyone. His shoes, I can smell him, I can see him in here, and I was like in that kind of emotions. But when I went to his closet, nothing was out of fashion in that closet. There was nothing that wasn't in his use. And everything was so organized. Everything was so up to mark, up to date. And then I realized that because he was, and if, after his death, you know, when people come to give condolences, there were people who would come from his office or, you know, from the neighborhood, or people whom we didn't even know, strangers would walk in and, you know, for condolences, or if they meet, we heard about your dad, and people would say, everybody would say he was such a gracious person, a generous person. He was all the time giving. And when I stood near his closet that day, I realized that, yes, he was. Because he never gave away things that were worn out or that were burnt or that were of no use. He would just replace the ones that he was using with the ones that he bought new. Because had he not bought those two new shirts, he would still be wearing the two shirts that he gave away, right? So he would give something that was still in use, that was still in a position to be used, not outdated, not faded, not broken buttons or stitches, but they were like perfect things for anybody to wear. So his charity was always like something that he would keep with himself, is what he would give in charity. And that's a very different level of mankind. That's a very different level of humanity, of graciousness, of generosity. So let's say if we have to adopt that, we should do that. So I have made, because I was about to do this topic and it's my birth month and I get really excited because of my dad as well, because his favorite month was April because I was born in April. So I said, okay, so what I'll do is that this time I will follow him. I will use this. So if I buy two new shirts, I'm going to give away two shirts which I'm, I don't wear, or I think I should let them go. And so it's like a circulation. You are giving away things that are at least of use to other people, not because they're useless to you. So they'll be useless to other person as well. It's not because of that. You're just giving away because you bought new and you're making space. Do that. Same with your shoes. Same with your jewelry. Same with your cosmetics. And honestly, an honest confession, when we started the spring cleaning back home, I just opened my drawer, which has all my cosmetics in it. And trust me, there are five different shades of foundation that I bought, considering that this was the best match to my skin, and I never used them, and or maybe used them a couple of times, and I felt no, it's not the right one, so I should go for the other one, and I kept accumulating all those foundation bottles with me, and they were like, there were like four or five foundations, a couple of BB creams, and a couple of concealers that I don't use anymore, and they are there in that drawer for more than a year. Now, what are they doing for that in that drawer for more than a year? Now, I can't give those cosmetics because if they are outdated or they are, expired, then, it can be allergic to anybody's skin. So all it was that I had to throw them in the bin. Why did I do that? If I bought something, I didn't like it, either I could have gone back to store and exchanged it, or I was too, lazy to do that, or too spendthrift to buy another one. I should have given that one to one of my friends, or even given it to Goodwill or any other place where I know. And there are so many, women houses where women from what you call domestic violence, domestic abuse, or sexual abuse. We have those centers here where you can go and donate things. And those women are there going out for work. They may need it. So your jewelry that you don't wear, just, you haven't worn for years, trust me, you won't wear them now. Honestly, trust me on this. If you haven't worn your jewelry for a couple of years, you won't be wearing them now as well. So just try to open up your heart towards yourself and towards people around you. Just start packing those things and give them away. And if you can live with this rule of my dad, it's a very different but very effective thing to do. It's like it impacts in so many ways. When you buy new things, just get rid of two old ones. And when you do that, you're giving away not the broken, not the faded, not the outsized, not the outdated stuff, but you're helping somebody to wear or use the things that are already in a state of in a usable state. That's how you can address your closet and other works. Now, other stuff, sorry. Now, let's move to the desk or study or books. We have so much of paper with us, so much of paper. It has changed in the last few years because I see my kids don't have that much of paper as I would have, when I was on of their age, because now it's more digital. Everything is on Google Sheets and everything. So they don't do a lot of printouts and everything, but still there's a lot of paper. So go through your boxes and how to handle memories. This is a very important piece. I have photographs which are from my childhood till today. There are so many photographs. So one way of doing it that you go through those photographs and the ones that you need, because I remember those. I'm not sure if you remember or not. You are not that old, probably. But during our age, we used to have those cameras that you would had a camera roll of like 36 pictures or 24 pictures. So clicking those pictures and then taking them, to a store, a Kodak store or anything, and they would wash them and, you put up and get an album. So we have albums and albums and albums of those things, of those photos. And not all those photos are from one trip or from one put. There are like 24 or 36 pictures. Do you really need all of them? How many times? Okay, those are your memories, but how many times? Honest question. How many times? I need an honest answer. How many times have you looked at those pictures? Those are lying in boxes in your attic or in your basement or in your grandma's house or in your mom's house. Why? What for? It doesn't make sense at all. It just doesn't make sense at all. So what you do is that you can go through those pictures, take some time out, go through those pictures, and then just don't do everything on your own. You can include your kids, the people whom you want to show the pictures, include all of this in include them in this activity. Include all of your friends or your kids or your siblings in that activity, and maybe you can do memory night, photo night, or something like that. Give a fancy name to it, and let's start decluttering and cleansing that part. So you have all those boxes full of all those old photos, which you call memory, but you never have for years and years. Select the ones that are really connected to you. Select the ones that you feel are really good to you. You feel really good about them. Just select those pictures and just convert them in a digital form. Just, go to a store, or even you can do it. Just get on your phone and just store them in a drive, and then you can get rid of all those pictures. You don't need them. Just get them done digitally and then save it in the drive, and then get rid of all the pictures. And then frame a few and to decorate a corner, maybe. You can just select few and then frame them. That's how you even look at them. But them lying in the boxes and being on, in the attic or in your garage or your basement, and they are there forever. And but just because you have, I have loads of, I have loads of pictures of my childhood, which I've never seen, by the way, or I've never shown to my kids, by the way, or my partner. But they are there. It doesn't make sense at all. So there's one advice to you on the pictures, on the photos, and then you have your cards and letters. Now, for me, this is I'm not the right person to give the advice on the cards and letters because I save them. The reason is now nobody writes handwritten letters. nobody sends cards, no postcards. So those are, I still have the telegrams. I still have those. You know, the postal service was so important. The postman was so important in our age. So I have those letters written from my friends and from my family and postcards and letters and cards and everything. I still have them. So what I've done is that as you guys know, that I'm in the U.S. for the last 3 years. So I have a whole box of those cards and letters from my friends, and they are like, I've stored them. Before coming, I didn't get a chance to, you know, actually review them or see them, but I just called my friend back in Pakistan and my brother, that when you find that box, just see if they are all in right condition, and just, you know, like kind of wrap them and keep it with you. One day when I will come, I'll take them. Or I just, you know, told my brother I was in that emotional state, that the day you hear that I am no more in this world, maybe you don't get the chance of coming to see me, to bury me or do the, you know, to attend the funeral or anything. So maybe it should be your way of saying goodbye to me, and then just burn those letters and cards, because now nobody would need them. My kids will never go and read those letters or cards, or no one would need them. So that's how I'm kind of decluttering and cleansing. I leave it up to you all to decide what to do with your cards and letters, but rest, I have shared everything with you. On your office table, people say the messier the table, the more creative you are. That's one thing people usually say. For me, it's like, okay, I have a messy table because I'm like wearing so many hats, there are so many things, but make it a practice that, you know, when you're leaving for the day, just put everything together. And when you're putting together, you will see that there are so many post-it notes that you won't need it even after that day. Forget about a week. I mean, you write them, you write post-it notes just in the beginning of the day, and you have done that work. You really don't need them. So if you make a habit of decluttering and cleansing your table, desk every day before leaving, before retiring for the day, I think you won't have a lot of stuff on your desk. Now let's come to our most important, my favorite part, which is decluttering and cleansing your soul. And as I always say, I have few tips. I keep on repeating them in one form or the other. And that is that the first and the foremost thing to do is that never, ever say negative things about you. The world is there to do that part, so you don't have to do it. Be good to yourself and always keep saying the good things about you. In other words, just silence the inner critic that is there in you, looking at yourself. Oh, I don't have the right complexion. Oh, I don't have the most silkiest hair in the world, or I don't look good, or I am fat, or I'm thin, or I'm black, or I'm white, I'm too pale. Please don't do that. God has made you, every creation, and as we all believe in, there's a purpose, and the way you are, there's a reason why you are the way you are. You need to find that purpose, get alignment with your purpose, and focus on more on your words and your deeds and how you look and how you, you know, and criticizing yourself. So you can be the most beautiful person in the world, but if you don't smile at people or if you don't help others, nobody needs you. Nobody needs that beauty. And you might think that you're the most ugliest person ever put on the face of the earth, or you don't have the right set of eyes, or you have too small eyes, or you're too pale, or you're too weak, you're too short, you're too tall. That's all that you think about yourself. But at the same time, you're helping people or you're doing something for others that nobody else is doing. Trust me, people are remembering what you are doing and saying rather than how you look. And they will say, oh, she's a beautiful person. Oh, he's such a wonderful man. And when you say beautiful person or wonderful person, or nobody cares about how you look, because that's how God has made you. Just wear your favorite colors. Just keep yourself clean and tidy and wear whatever makes you feel good. And that's how it is. And keep on. So the most important thing is the moment you, when you're stuffing yourself with negative emotions and feelings, make it a point. Okay, you're a human being. You'll do that. We all do that. I do that at times. And trust me, during my difficult times, during my divorce, during the custody of my kids, and even coming here and settling all over again, starting from scratch, I have been in those phases when I would doubt myself. And at times I still do that when I'm, you know, faced by a challenge that I'm not good enough or I'm not doing the right thing. It's a human thing to feel that way. But don't, you know, embarrass yourself by saying that, oh, I did this to myself. No, it's okay. If you have done it, if you feel it that way, that's okay. That's perfectly all right. But then don't live on that. Don't breathe on it. Don't stuff on it. Don't keep it with you. Just declutter. Let it go. You felt it that way because you found, you thought that you are not good enough in that moment. But when that moment passed, you stood up. You said, no, let me try again. So remember the person who stood up. Remember the feeling that made you stand again. Remember the thought that made you feel positively, not the one that told you, oh, I'm not good enough. So that's the decluttering of your thoughts. And then you have one important thing is that harness your intelligence. And when I say intelligence, it's about how you feel about people, how you feel about the work you do. If you don't feel alignment, if you don't feel good about somebody, you don't have to announce and declare a war. You know, you don't have to do that. Just create that distance, draw the line, learn to say no, and use your body's intelligence, your mental intelligence to work through different phases of life. And then last but not the least, rejuvenate to feel more confident. And what I mean by this is that eat your favorite fruits, your food. And I remember telling you all that you should treat yourself once a week or once a month. You do that, and then if you feel that a certain lotion, a body lotion that you use brings makes your body feel good, do it. If you feel that a certain kind of perfume you use makes you feel more confident, makes you feel better, do that. So you can do all of that and rejuvenate yourself. Anything that gives you confidence, do that. And anything positive, if you're not hurting anyone, just do that. Feel confident. Confidence will give you more room to deliver things that you have to deliver and will guide you in the right direction. And if whatever I shared with you today, if you are ready to take that challenge, do it. And take the challenge and start decluttering and cleansing your digital self, which is your laptops, your phones, and your computers. You start decluttering and cleansing your emotional, your physical presence, your environment. And you must all have heard about feng shui, the Chinese way of living. It's all about energy. So I had a chance of reading a book on feng shui a couple of years ago. And although for me it was like I didn't get an alignment with it because it was more about metal and water and all that stuff. I read a book which had all of that stuff in it, how that matters and how it improves your relationship or your money matters and everything. But one thing that I really liked about the whole concept of feng shui was to keep energy flowing in the house. And when you say energy, it's all your mental and your physical, and decluttering. The more you declutter your house and yourself and your surroundings, the more room you give to universe or to things to come in. Because let's say you have a big couch in your dining area, in your living area, and it has been there for years and years and years, and you want to have a new couch. So you keep that old couch also, and then you get a new couch as well. What are you actually doing? You are blocking the space. There's a certain
obviously, you don't have a whole universe at your disposal, the whole planet Earth at your disposal. You have a living room with dimensions. You already have a big couch, and then you want to replace it because it's been there for 10 years. Now you don't need it, or it looks outdated, or it has faded, or the children have spoiled it, whatever be the reason. But what you do is you keep the couch, and then you bring one more. So you are actually cluttering the space. You're minimizing the space. Don't do that. Give that old one. Either you refurbish everything, change the upholstery, or, you know, make it look new. If you can't do that, just give it away and then get something new. And when you bring, when you put that old thing away and you bring something new, you're creating freshness. You know, the whole room would look new. You would feel good. It's all about that. My honest advice to all of you is that when it comes to decluttering, it's just not about things. Yes, it is, but it's like about energy. And energy is in your things and your environment, but it is still, it's also within you. So if you start operating from a mind which is focused on cleansing and decluttering, it automatically it will start reflecting in your environment. You will approach your closet in a different way. You will approach your desk in a different way. You will give a sympathetic, you know, view to your laptop and your phone. You won't burden them with so much of files and energy that's not needed. And you'll clear the space to add more new things that you would need as you step ahead in time. I think I covered all of the points, but if anything that you think that I haven't covered or I should have, please let me know about it. And this show goes without Oscar's barks, so I'm missing him. But hopefully in the next show he'll be there, and I'll make sure that you all get to hear him one more time, because every show he is there. All the best to all of you, and happy Easter, blessed Easter. Enjoy your day, enjoy your weekend, and have a blast, because it's April. Over to you, Michelle.
And it's birthday month, so I think you should let the listeners know when your birthday is so they could send you wishes and messages and perhaps some flowers.
Oh, my God. So my birthday is April 28th.
I forgot what it was. I was probably waiting on that little the Facebook message. So now I'm writing it down in another spot. I'm guilty of having too much clutter in order to make sure certain things that should be a priority are organized.
That's
so
okay.
You went, yeah, it's his life, right? So you went over a lot of information. Before we go, we always want to make sure that we leave our listeners with number one thing that they could do to just get started. Because a lot of the times, and you mentioned it, people get overwhelmed. And they make a long to-do list. They only get to portions of it, or it gets pushed off to the next one. And the next thing you know, you got more clutter. So after they listen to this show, what's the number one thing that they can do to feel like they've actually accomplished something towards the bigger picture of cleansing and decluttering?
Michelle, I would encourage the listeners, now they have all the entire list in front of them. So depending on what is important to them, or what is the one thing that is bothering them the most. Is it their laptop that is slow performing that is bothering them? Is it their phone that they want to take care of? Or is it their closet or their pantry or their attic? Whatever it is, they have to decide where to start. So that, I mean, something that they think is like burdening them, the one they see or think about it, it's bothering them. I would leave up to the audience to take that decision. It can be the laptop, it can be the phone, or it can be their own self, their thoughts. They need to declutter their own thoughts and feelings. Whatever they think is burdening them right now, making them uncomfortable, creating that discomfort, whether it's around them or within them, they should take that step. Because if I tell them, let's start with the laptop, and when we meet next time, I'll check with you guys if you have done something, and we become the accountability partners. That's, it's not going to work that way. It has never worked that way. first and foremost, the most important thing is, are you ready to do that? Are you in alignment? This, because if you're listening to the show, there are two reasons. Either you're not too sure whether decleansing and decluttering will make a difference or not, or you listen to the show to get the encouragement to do because you are just lazing around. So there are two reasons, right? So if you were struggling to see the impact of decluttering and cleansing, I think this show will by now have given you the clarity. So your reason of listening to the show is achieved. And after listening, what's the one thing that hit you? Was it your closet? All that I spoke about, the letters and handwritten letters and cards, or what is about the photos? Let's just do that first. So whatever clicked you, do that first.
Fair enough. I think once they identify the number one issue that's bothering them most, where they could actually see that the best results or quickest results, that's where we go with it. Perfect. Yeah. Remember that procrastination is not your friend. It is the enemy of your goals and dreams. The most powerful tool we have is the ability to change. And I think you brought them many ideas on how to implement both. So thank you very much, Nin. And anything else left to say before we sign off for yet another successful episode of Nin's Navigation?
See you guys next month.
Nin and Michelle out.
Another fabulous episode with my good friend Nin Rafat of Nin's Navigation. All of our guests and experts' information and their shows are listed on our website, everythinghometalkshow.com. We encourage you to check it out and begin to use it as a resource to meet, hire, and learn from good people doing good business and good things. Just click anywhere on their banners and enjoy the show. You can also listen and subscribe to Everything Home on iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, Player FM, and Blog Dog Radio. We're making it very easy and convenient for you to listen to us and enhance the quality of your life. And remember to like and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And feel free to send us an email or message on which topics you want to hear about and which guests you want to learn from. I appreciate you listening. Make it a great day, everybody. You've been listening to Nin's Navigation with our expert contributor, Nin Rafat. Join us on the fourth Wednesday of every month so Nin can help you navigate life's highway and give you the roadmap to living your best life.